Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all things Chamber, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And don't forget, the kickoff to Snowdown is going to happen on the 31st down at the Doubletree, and we partner with Four Corners Broadcasting from 5 to 7. Costume contest, all sorts of fun, wonderful stuff. Big shout out to A&L Coors, as well as Doubletree, Four Corners Broadcasting, Star Liquor. So, get your groovy, dig out your closet, or go in your closet if you're like me. You probably still have things from way back when, and I just have to pull it out. Anyway, with all that, Chair Marsha Porter Norton, La Plata County Commissioner, is in the studio with me. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Jack, for doing this, and Happy New Year to everyone. We're here on a day, I know at my house I got like over a foot of snow.
Yes.
So yay, Snowdown. We're going to have an actual snowdown.
Yes, we will, unless if this all melts, we'll have meltdown, but I doubt that's going to happen looking at the temperatures. In fact, we're pre-recording this a week in advance, and temperatures later this week, which will be in the past, actually, when this airs, but yeah, they're going to get cold.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, stay on.
Yes, but I always say my sister lives above Calgary in Canada, and their high is like negative 18. And
wow.
So we're doing great.
We're doing good.
So let's dive into La Plata County. Highlights from last year, 2023. How do we do?
You know, I think that I'm a little biased, I will admit, but we had a lot on our plate. And the number one thing that I think has been in the paper, especially recently, is setting up a new health department.
Right.
The county commissioners made that decision based on a recommendation from the Board of Health in late 22, and we went into all systems go. It was literally an all hands on deck, and I'm very proud to say that on 1/1/24, there was a public health thing that we had to respond to.
Yeah.
And related to a fire. And then on 1/2/24, last Tuesday, 47 new employees went through onboarding last week. I should let everybody know the phone number is the same and the location is the same.
Okay.
To the general public, there's been some phasing of services in terms of their start date in 24, but it's going tremendously well. And at the same time, of course, we thank 75 years of San Juan Basin Health.
Yeah.
That just took a really heavy lift on the part of pretty much the whole county.
Right.
Oil and gas regulations, I know you were there for some of that. We passed them in April based on a state law. So we are really excited about those to be in place. And it was, as all things in Durango and La Plata County, contentious at times.
Yeah.
And people had strong opinions and different views, and that's all good. We also continued to mobilize $11 million of ARPA, American Rescue Plan Act funding. That was one-time funding to help with pandemic recovery response and resilience.
Right.
And that's been reported on a lot. It's things like broadband, housing, mental health for youth was a big priority of ours.
Sure.
And then we finally have a plan. It took a bit to do state opioid settlement funding spending.
Oh,
so
okay.
How are we going to spend our allocation of state opioid dollars? We know substance abuse, not just opioids and fentanyl, but all kinds of substance abuse is really having an impact on our community. So we have a plan now, and we'll be mobilizing those dollars this year. We being a regional group called SWORD, Southwest Opioid Response District.
And that's a lot. And then I throw in, you have some new additions, including within the planning department.
Yes. The planning department, we have a new planning director, Lynn Hyde, who started in July.
Mm-hmm.
We know, the commissioners know that the planning department has needed improvement. We know that people would like to see a couple things. I think more than anything, the backlog of projects done, and we are set through Lynn's leadership to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And her and five new staff, plus we've budgeted another staff person this year to deal with that. Secondly, we know customer service is important, and so we're focusing on that. And when I say we, I really mean her and her staff and our county manager, Chuck Stevens. And I'm really pleased with things, particularly as a part of our whole community development department. We have code enforcement, and we made specific charges to our staff to improve code enforcement. And we're like, I'm getting zero phone calls about code enforcement.
Oh, that's good.
I used to get about, you know, one or two a month.
Sure.
And so we know that we have had improvements to make and have had very much intentional metrics and ways to make those departments, think La Plata County residents expect.
Yeah, and when you say code enforcement, I'm curious, what falls under that?
Code enforcement is essentially, it's enforcing our code. So it has to do with things all over the place,
like
actually.
Building codes?
Yes, it's that, but it's also when somebody maybe isn't dealing with a building correctly.
Okay.
It's just anything in our land use code that falls under the Community Development Department. And so it's things, people that maybe are building a building outside of where they're supposed to build.
Okay, I gotcha.
Or they built a building on their neighbor's property, or they did something visually that doesn't comport with our code and is really hurting the neighbors.
Right.
Lighting, all that kind of stuff. And there was a complete revamp, hiring a former sheriff's deputy, Deputy Focus. He's now in that position. And
Larry is in charge
of code enforcement.
Love
for the
that,
county.
Man. And all the stories I could tell you.
Yeah.
And they're all good.
Yeah. So we're really excited that, people are saying La Plata County, we want to see some improvement. And, of course, it's an ongoing process, but we're working hard at it.
Right. Well, and throw on top of that, also, obviously, workforce housing.
Yes.
As we're talking about the planning department, workforce housing is, front and center. When we did our survey for our members, inflation was number one and workforce housing was number two, the concerns, from our survey a while back. But what's happening now with the collaboration? And I know the Alliance is overseeing a lot of that. And I really respect Mike French for getting all of the entities together and pulling in the same direction.
Exactly. You know, what you just said there, Jack, is just so key. I've been very humbled working on housing for 3 years. It's so complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mixture of public and private. If you're working on deed-restricted, affordable workforce housing, the Regional Housing Alliance is now fully operational. There was a question in 2021 as to whether it should go away. Of course, it should not go away during these times we're living in. All of the jurisdictions have projects. We have brought, it's Bayfield, Ignacio, Durango, and La Plata County.
Mm-hmm.
We have brought through various funding streams over $10 million into our community to leverage and deploy. So that looks like Best Western. That's going to be 120 units on 160. We ourselves gave a loan to the Westside and Triangle mobile home parks, as everybody knows. That saved eventually over 120 units, and all of those people are in the workforce in one form or fashion. So the big news around housing is it's not going to be solved for everybody overnight. There is a lot happening. There is money being leveraged. The Regional Housing Alliance, has contracted with the Economic Development Alliance. Hang in there with me with all this.
Yeah.
And I could not be more pleased with where things are at.
Yeah.
Do we have a lot of work to do? Yes. We have a lot of work to do. All of us have opted into something called Proposition 123, and that can leverage more funding to come into La Plata County for projects.
Right.
So lots of work. We need a lot of citizen engagement at this time. But, when we look back at 2021 and it was thought that the Regional Housing Alliance might go away, we're going very strong. And I give credit to, Bayfield, Ignacio, Durango, us. It's not just one entity making it happen.
Well, and it's so nice to see the collaborative efforts and everybody sitting down at the table and, really working through this and strategically saying, all right, where can we do this? And I would assume that with grant opportunities and funding from, 123, having shovel-ready projects, so to speak, and saying, yep, we are ready.
Yes.
We've got this. We're ready to, break ground, so to speak, and having that is important to get those grants.
That is exactly right. And there's shovel-ready projects that can come from jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
So Ignacio, Bayfield, and Durango are choosing to get those shovel-ready projects ready. It can also come from the private sector.
Yeah.
And right now, with interest rates being high, that's hurting, frankly.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of progress. There's the Gage Apartments, there's Rock Creek and Ignacio, there's Cinnamon Heights, and there's I think it's called Bayfield Crossing out in Bayfield that the private sector is doing, Charlie and Brad Blake.
Uh-huh.
And so we have a lot happening. We know we need 701 units. And what I'm talking here is workforce at certain income targets, deed restricted so that we know if public money goes into them, over time they will be affordable. So by no means will I say this is solved. It is a generational problem that's going to take a generation to fix.
Yep.
But we're on, I think we're on some really good trajectories.
Well, and a side note too, with La Posta Road,
you know,
that's moving forward.
That's right.
So that's encouraging as well. And I'm going to, with La Posta moving forward, because we've had about 5 minutes left, but I do want to talk about looking in the crystal ball, you know, the goals for 2024. What are you seeing from the county?
First of all, we have started some projects that were initiated when Commissioner Salk and I was elected that we told our staff at the end of the year that we want to see them through. You don't want to start too many things. You do a couple of things well. Mm-hmm. So one is the deployment of opioid funding. La Plata County is the fiscal agent. We are going to be pulling down about $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. It will go for recovery housing and for supports for people in recovery. Two, broadband. Commissioner Salka is our leader, not only in our county, but the state, and he's on a national committee for broadband. Very good things happening with broadband. Of course, the Regional Housing Alliance. We have a project with the city and Durango Fire called the Wildfire and Watershed Protection mm-hmm. Fund. We're looking at deploying $2 million in the Florida River watershed. That work continues. And then we need to continue to make sure our health department is operational. It, of course, was on 1/2/24. Mm-hmm. We know there will be some things to iron out, all of that. We're going to have a weather radar station, we think, this year. I know we've been saying that for a long time. It's so complicated. Collective bargaining has come to La Plata County, potentially. It is a state law that passed that singled out counties that we would now have collective bargaining. The ability was there before, but now it is there in a new way. So we may be seeing collective bargaining this year. Okay. I thought a quote that our county manager said in the paper was really good. It's nobody's saying it's good or bad. We're saying it's new.
Okay.
And so it will be a focus, and it means potentially working with employees in a different way who choose to unionize. And then we're going to see, you follow this, the legislature doing some very interesting things around taxation and land use.
Yeah.
And so we track on that very carefully.
And there's it's going to be very interesting. I know we have finally secured, mentioned legislation, the Chamber Day at the Capitol is going to be February 12th and 13th.
Okay, good.
We bounced, you know, from one date to later in March, and then we brought it back. Kim is from our office, is going to spearhead that. I'm actually going to be on vacation. I have a book of vacation, but I thought it would be later, and I'm like, oh, I'm on. She can handle this. But I want people to know that if you want to attend that, it's Chamber Day at the Capitol from the 12th and 13th. But also, I'm curious, staffing-wise,
yes.
how is the county looking with staffing? I would assume, like everyone, you've got positions to fill.
We do, but I just talked to our county manager at 7 a.m. this morning about this, and we're making huge strides. We, at some points in the pandemic, had vacancies up to 10%, which is, of course, what we do not want. Now that's getting much better. As jobs are opening up, we're seeing some labor pool shifts. Mm-hmm. I hope all businesses out there and chamber members are enjoying that same thing.
Yeah.
So that vacancy rate is coming down. With the public health department coming on, we're now at over 500 employees.
Yeah.
And we're the fifth largest employer in the county. We've done some very strategic things to build up our wage base. Not only to pay livable wages, and our base wage is $20 an hour.
Right.
Very proud of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is always going to be a challenge in a post-pandemic world. I realize COVID isn't done, but hopefully we're done with the worst of the pandemic. But we've made good strides.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to keep at it.
Yeah. Now, anything that you want to add? We've got about a minute left. Anything else that you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
No, I really appreciate the chamber. I appreciate you, Jack, everything you do and your staff. One of the things I want to say about legislation is please stay engaged.
Yes.
Whether it's on the local level policy or state or even federal, of course, stay engaged. It's amazing to me the stories in my job where somebody can come in and they can change a policymaker's mind by telling their story, by saying how it impacts them. So for everybody out there, don't be afraid to write a letter, call your elected official, come to meetings. It's really important on the state level right now that we have rural and rural resort voices at that Capitol. It is critical.
Yes.
And again, don't feel like you have to drive to Denver or write long letters. Just write your voice and put it out there. It's really important now.
And I couldn't agree with you more, because otherwise, as I like to say, and you've heard me say a lot of times, you hear from the vocal minority and you don't hear from, you know, the other side, and it is get involved. Also, well, we're going to cut. We got to take Well, we got to send it back to the studios. Thank you for being here, and thank you for announcing your rerunning. Is that the right word?
I'm a candidate for re-election, so I'm super psyched for 24.
Thank you. We'll get you back.
All right. Thank you.
We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.